citizen of this.
It is.
Man was born blind. There are many that believe that the man was born without eyes. And then when Jesus made the clay, put the clay where his eyes should be, that his eyes materialized. And he was able to see. That sounds completely impossible. How in the world can that happen? But God is a God of the impossible. God delights to do the impossible. The disciples had a theory. They believed that somebody sinned. It was either the man himself or it was the man's parents. Someone sinned. That had to be the case. And Jesus answered them and said, "No one sinned here. This was in order that the works of God may be manifest, that people would see and give glory to God, that God is a God of miracles. God is a God who does the impossible." Today we see many people who are wandering around blind. They are spiritually blind. St. Paul said that the God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so they cannot see the light of the gospel, of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. We live in a time of great blindness, of great spiritual ignorance, that people do not know, they have not met, they don't understand the God who is the God of the impossible. But our God delights in doing those things that man believes are impossible. When a rich ruler came to Jesus and asked what he needed to do to be saved, he needed to inherit eternal life. Jesus asked him if he kept the law, and he said, "Yes, I've done these things." Jesus told him, "Well, there's one thing yet that you haven't done. You need to give away all that you have and come follow me. Give it away, give it to the poor. Come follow me." He went away sorrowful because he had great wealth. The disciples had a theory about this. Jesus told them, it is hard for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God. It's like a camel trying to go through the eye of a needle. The disciples were stunned. How could this be? Because in their world, in their paradigm, in their understanding, wealthy people must be blessed by God. It just must be. They must have an in with God. Otherwise, they wouldn't be wealthy. How could Jesus be saying that it's hard for them to enter? And Jesus said something that we need to all take to heart. He said, with man it is impossible, but not with God. With God all things are possible. Let's let that sink into our minds. Let that sink into our thoughts. Let it sink into our very lives. With man, it is impossible, but not with God. With God, all things are possible. Ask ourselves this morning, what impossible thing are we facing? What impossible challenge do we see on the horizon? What impossible struggle are we having in our lives? The good news is that God is a God who does the impossible. He delivers his people. In the Old Testament, there is an account of three Hebrew children. We often visit this story throughout the year. It's the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They were three Hebrew children who were in Babylon. And the people of Babylon were not friendly towards them because they could see that they were not of the same mind, they were not of the same race, they were not of the same understanding as they were. They worshiped a strange god. And so the officials of this Babylonian land came to the king, King Nebuchadnezzar, and said, what you ought to do is you ought to make a golden image. And then you ought to command that certain noises be made. I can only call them noises because bagpipes are involved. But he said, what you need to do is make this noise, make this cacophony of sound. And when that happens, all the people, you need to command them to bow down before this golden image. And so he did. It sounded good to him. And so he made the image. He sounded all the horns and bagpipes and everything. And everyone bowed down before the golden image except Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And so the elders, the officials of the town knew this was exactly what they were hoping for. They were hoping that they could catch these three no-gooders and that they would be destroyed. So Nebuchadnezzar heard that they did not bow down to this golden image, and so he called them before him. And he said, okay, I'm going to give you one more chance. We're going to sound all the sounds, and after that you're going to fall down and you're going to worship, you're going to bow down before this golden image, and you're going to be okay. But if you don't, I've got a fiery furnace that is stoked waiting for you. And so they sounded the sound. Of course, they did not bow down. They were not about to do what he asked them to do. And so he became enraged. And the king ordered that the furnace be fired 7 times hotter than it had ever been before. And he ordered that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego be bound and be thrown into the fire. And so it was that they were bound and they were thrown into the fire. The fire was so hot, even those who were commanded to throw them into the fire were consumed by it. But Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were not consumed by it. Here's an impossible situation. A situation that would seem to have no good ending. This is not going to turn out well for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. But instead, the king looked into the furnace and he saw 4 men walking around. There was Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and they were not bound anymore. They were walking around. But they were with another who shone like the Son of God. And he called to them, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, come out. Come out of there. And they did. They came out. And their clothes weren't burnt. And they didn't smell of smoke. It was as if they never went into the fire. And he said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who delivered them from my hands. I'm going to issue a decree that everyone who says anything against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they are to be torn limb from limb, and their homes are to be destroyed. Because the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego is above all gods. See, this is the way God works. He brings his people into an impossible situation, and lo and behold, he delivers them. And people see it, and people wonder, how is this happening? You've probably had this happen to you. I've had it happen to me. For God has delivered me from circumstances, and people come up to me and they say, what's going on with you? How are you not being destroyed by this? How are you surviving this? How are you overcoming this? And that's our chance. That's our chance to tell them what the blind man told the Pharisees, the Sadducees. Let me tell you something. Once I was blind, but now I see. That's our message. That's our word. And God brings about these circumstances. He brings about these impossibilities. And we're confronted with them. But if we sustain our faith and trust in God, He brings us through. He brings us through in a victorious way because He is a delivering God. And when people see that, it's just like that blind man. He didn't sin. His parents didn't sin. It's not about sin. It's about that the works of God would be made manifest. That people would see what a great God, the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego is. And what a great God we serve. So the next time we come face to face with the giants in our land, with the fiery furnace, with the floods that threaten to overwhelm us, remember the blind man. Remember Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Remember, our God is God of deliverance, and He delights to deliver us from all that we need. Remember that. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace. Wisdom that guarded always by thy might, we may ascribe glory unto thee. To the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Oh, yeah.
Complete our prayer unto the